Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we'll hear a story from a teenager at Centerville High School about how sometimes a terrible day can end with the happiest memory.
I'm Morgan Rich. I'm currently 17 and a senior at Centerville High School. I'm going to tell you about my junior prom experience. I had waited for years, and last year I was finally a junior and was going to be able to go to prom. I had been looking forward to prom since I knew what prom was. The idea of getting dressed up and looking and feeling like a princess was a dream come true to me. My best friends, Annika, Annabelle, Danielle, and I got ready together the day of prom. Listening to music while getting ready at Annabelle's house was a great start to the day. I went and got my hair and makeup done at a salon. My makeup was a stunning darker brown eyeshadow look with glitter on my eyelid. And I was wearing my favorite lipstick, which is a rosy natural shade. I had a gorgeous royal blue dress. I had planned everything out for prom. I knew what time I would get to his house for pictures and dinner. Everything was going to be perfect. My boyfriend, Aries, at the time was my date. Aries has brown hair and eyes. He played guitar and skated sometimes. His style is grungy. Once I'd finished helping them get ready, I grabbed my dress and headed to his house. When I got there, Aries was very quiet and hardly talked to me at all. Within less than an hour, my parents showed up for pictures. My mom went outside and told him to talk to me, and he finally came into his room, which is when things turned sour. I was in my dress, completely ready for the night, when Aries walked in and told me he wanted to break up with me.
Why did you ignore me once I got there?
So you got there?
Yeah, once I got there, you ignored me.
I didn't.
And hardly talked to me.
I started not talking to you. I went outside after we started fighting. And I remember we started fighting something because, no, you just didn't like my hair or my suit. And obviously that's two pretty minuscule things that I couldn't change. But that started to get carried into an actual fight.
Why couldn't you have waited until after prom to break up with me after a year and a half of us being together?
Prom day is obviously, like, the worst time to break up with you, especially beforehand. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure you remember that. I obviously don't like being an aggressor or talking, you know, mean to you. I don't hate you or anything. I was just done with how we were as a couple, obviously.
Yeah, me too. Kind of wish I would have ended it sooner, because looking back, there are a lot of red flags.
He told me he wanted to break up with me because he needed more time for friends and family. Feeling that from someone I had spent over a year with killed me inside a little bit. I almost immediately started bawling my eyes out. My tears very quickly ruined my makeup. I was telling my parents I didn't even want to go to prom anymore. My mom wanted me to go so that he couldn't ruin my night. She called my best friends, told them what happened, and told them to come get me. I hung up, got my dress and shoes on, took off my old makeup, and grabbed my makeup bag so I could get ready in the car. They all comforted me and told me I didn't need him and that I'd have fun without him. The group I ended up going with successfully made my prom night unforgettable. We danced to every song that came on and screamed every lyric until it hurt. By the end of the night, I was an exhausted, cold mess with sore feet. Being broken up with made me realize, like, some of my flaws as a person. And I've, like, changed myself and bettered myself. And like, I feel like I've just grown so much since it happened. There's a silver lining to everything. Bad things happen. Yeah, it sucks, but things are gonna get better, whether it be instant or it comes to you later. For Dayton Youth Radio at Centerville High School, this is Morgan Risch.
That's A Rose Is Still a Rose, written and produced by Morgan Risch, a senior at Centerville High School. Special thanks to Aries Kochendorfer and Trisha Raypock at Centerville. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blunt.
This story was created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.